No press box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Mysteries do
unfold. Welcome back. That's the way. Broadcasting live from Rosalita's. Martin will be here in just a moment. I do want to tell you about our good friends at McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, offering incredible deals throughout the entire month of May during their Memorial Day sales event. $10,000 off the base price of a new home. Celebrate the season with incredible savings and move in before the end of the summer with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis. There are homes for every price point in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Homes to fit every lifestyle and designed with you in mind. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details on their Memorial Day sales event. Chris Kerber is going to join us very shortly. And at 11 o'clock, Martin will be here. We're also going to have a special guest, Valentino Dixon. He's a man who spent, I think, 26 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit, fell in love with golf art, and has become one of the nation's greatest golf artists. He's in St. Louis today. It's a fascinating story. All right, let's welcome to the program the one and only Chris Kerber. Chris, great to be with you. How are you?
Frank, I'm doing good. Sorry for the delay. I appreciate the adjustment.
No problem. Let's begin with line adjustment. Now, I know that we don't know for sure because the Blues won't hit the ice till 11 o'clock, but your gut feel on how do you think Coach Berube is going to roll out these lines tonight, particularly the top two?
Well, they're just coming onto the ice now. Maybe by the end of this we might have an idea. I could see him making an adjustment, and it's just because I don't think even strength, those top two lines have been as threatening as and as effective as they need to be in this series. And I guess not even threatening and as effective. I think we just have to at some point say flat out productive. You need production from those guys. So, it wouldn't necessarily shock me to see him try and find a way to put Braden Schenn back at center. He seems to have a different spark there, although Oscar Sundquist has really played really well. And I know Craig seems to think that Braden is a better winger than a centerman. But it would not. I wouldn't be surprised if for this game you end up seeing Braden Schenn going on the top line with O'Reilly and Vladimir Tarasenko. A little switch there. But we'll just have to wait and see how things roll out.
What about Robert Thomas moving up a little bit? What do you think about that possibility?
Well, I think that's a terrific possibility, except for the fact that really the best line the last two games has been that line. So I think you have to try and find a way to get those other lines going without breaking up the one line that has been most effective for you. So his play has warranted that thought, but that line's play as a whole, frankly, has been playing more like your top line, and so maybe we should view it as that. And maybe their attempt is to get that line a little more ice time. Now, if you do that, you're going to be dealing with matchup issues where they might have to be defending more against the Ben line or the Sagan line, and that could prove to be detrimental too at times. So just have to wait and see how that adjustment plays out.
You know, the best streak of David Perron's career came when he was playing with Ryan O'Reilly. I wonder if Coach Berube has thought about that possibility.
Well, that's my intriguing thought here, is you're right. He had that 17-game point streak, and it spanned, of course, when he was hurt. But they were not playing on that line with Tarasenko. David was on the right-hand side. Tarasenko was down a line, you know. Unfortunately for the Blues, Tarasenko got on a roll playing with Ryan O'Reilly. David Perron got on a roll playing with Ryan O'Reilly. Braden Schenn got on a roll playing with Ryan O'Reilly. And you just can't have four forwards on the front line. You know, so somebody's going to have to figure out a way to play with somebody else here and be effective.
And Ryan O'Reilly's going to have to figure out a way to be effective. The Blues MVP throughout the regular season hasn't been terrible, but he hasn't been quite what he was in the regular season. Do you think he could be injured? Do you think he could be tired? Gut feel.
I don't think he's injured based on what I'm seeing. I think where some of the effectiveness has been lost is, you know, really been getting beat on the faceoff dot in this series. You know, and you got to give the Stars a lot of credit. They took away one of the real big threats that the St. Louis Blues have, and that's their ability to control the puck right off the bat, and especially on the power play, where if the Blues have to rely on getting the puck in over the line and setting back up in the zone, they've been shaky at that all season long. So, and I think, I don't have my notes right in front of me, Frank, but I think Ryan does have, I mean, he's got 4 points in this series. Had another two-point game in the last game. He's finding a way to get on the score sheet here, but I think it's on the defensive side of things with the faceoffs that that is the big glaring miss right now.
Chris Kerber joins us, Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. I think I know the answer to this question, but I want to get you on record. You didn't have a problem at all with Jordan Binnington's chippiness, did you?
No, I don't have a problem at all with that. I think the acting and the diving of the Dallas Stars is embarrassing for the game and the league. I hate that stuff. And the reason I do, and we can be hard on the officials in our broadcast, but we are fair with it. The only thing that when we kind of seem to lose our marbles is when we're talking about inconsistency. Well, it is such a difficult game to get right, and the league is having enough issues getting officials to be consistent in the playoffs. Maybe one of the most troublesome years when it comes to that topic, in my opinion, that we've seen in quite a long while, that when you're doing what Ben Bishop has done a couple of times, and you're doing what Esa Lindell did, you're making it just that much more difficult on the officials. And the way I look at it is after Ben kind of dove and flung his head back and that kind of stuff when David Perron elbowed him in the first game, you know, Ben loses the benefit of the doubt, and I'd like to think that that's why a penalty wasn't called in the last game. I mean, I think second, you know, unless Esa Lindell gets absolutely smoked to the point of, you know, eye-opening, oh, my gosh, that's a problem, in my opinion, Esa Lindell can get hooked, tripped, or roughed, and there should be no call because of what he tried to do. So I don't have a problem with what Jordan Binnington did. I actually love the fire in him. I'm liking everything about the guy's demeanor, press conferences, how he's handling things. And, you know, now, that said, you know, he's going to have to be better. And he's going to have to find a way to be much better than he's been in the last few games. And I know we're looking at that saying, are you kidding me? I mean, that game last game could have been, you know, 6 goals, 7 goals against. Yep. But we needed to keep it at 3. And so that's the reality of it. The Blues have given up 3 or more goals now in 3 straight games. That's the first time that's happened here in these playoffs. That is a problem, and Jordan Binnington is going to have to be really, really good tonight. He's going to have to be tonight better than he was in the last couple of games.
Is Colton Parayko the Blues' best player in this series?
Boy, it's kind of shifted. Real quick here, Frank, I'm just watching. They just started the line rushes, and it looks like the top line is going to be the same, at least the way the rushes go, and we'll see the second line here as they come off the boards with it, and Oscar Sundquist is in the middle. Braden Schenn is on one side, and David Perron is on the other. So those two lines. So it looks like we'll see. You know, and here comes the third line now. That's a no-brainer. Bozak, Thomas, and Maroon will be together. Mike, I was curious actually to see. It looks like we've got Gunnarsson with Vince Dunn. I was curious to see if after that last game Joel Edmondson comes in, and right now it looks like Michael Delzato is skating with Robert Bortuzzo, so that would tell me that Joel Edmondson draws back into the lineup here for Game 5. So, sorry about that, the distraction.
No,
there.
I like that. Live updates. That's cool. That's awesome.
That's our lineup.
And Parayko, do you believe he's been your best player?
I think he's come along in this series. I'm telling you, I really like the way Jay Bouwmeester played in the first 4 games of this series, and unfortunately, we said that in the last broadcast we did with you, and then he had maybe one of the worst games he's had since December. So, unfortunately, 2 of his turnovers directly resulted in goals, and then a 3rd goal would have gone high on that power play shot, and it deflected off him past his goaltender who he was screening. So, really bad game for Jay in the last game. So I look to him to be better. I think Colton Parayko realized in the last couple of games that with his skating, he can really help take over the series for the St. Louis Blues. And, look, I've talked to a couple people, you know, Craig Berube, I know, believes that Colton Parayko could be the best defending defenseman right now in the National Hockey League. And I've thrown that at a couple of scouts, and I've had some other scouts say I don't disagree with that. So if you want to make a debate, say he's the best. If you want to not make a debate, say he's probably top 5. But he has been really good, and he's shown that skating ability. And, again, it's just a growth of confidence in this league, Frank. And, you know, people are talking about how great Seth Jones is. You know, and look at the veteran guys except for Hedman, the other two guys, Burns and Giordano, up for the Norris, and how many years they've been playing in the league. This guy's only finishing year 4 right now, so there's still a lot of learning to do for him, and I absolutely love watching that guy play hockey.
20 seconds left. Your pick to click.
Oh, boy. You know what? I don't know if this is going to be the pick to click this time, Frank. I know we've been pretty hot on this. I'm just going to tell you the need. The Blues' top line is going to have to be impactful, and Jordan Binnington is, I think, going to have to keep this game under wraps for the St. Louis Blues. So my pick to click tonight, I'm going to go with the goalie.
Great stuff. Chris, we'll see you at the rink. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Frank, have a great day.
Chris Kerber brought to you by Petromart. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart is a proud sponsor of Phillips 66 Gasoline and a proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues. They're locally owned and operated. They've been in the St. Louis area for over 30 years. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.